Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to wild card weekend in the NFL and maybe some potential news regarding a member of the Titans coaching staff as well. And to help us talk more about that, we welcome Adam Kaplan, insider for SiriusXM, to the program. Adam, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Guys, good to talk to you once again, and certainly going to be a fun weekend, our first ever wild card super weekend.
I know. I didn't know how I would feel about it heading into this year, just based on, you know, the extra playoff spot on both sides, and maybe that making week 17 a little bit different. It didn't quite work out that way in the AFC, and I got to tell you, on Saturday, like, it's going to be awesome.
It is. It is, and the good thing is that, you know, some years, if you look at matchups, you go, oh, man, why are they putting this game on? This is not a good matchup. Other than the Chicago-New Orleans game, you certainly can make a reason why even the underdog could win some of these games. Like Washington, okay, well, they've got a great front. They just can't score. But they could if they can get to Tom Brady, they can make this a very interesting game. But if you look at the other games, now Cleveland's got their COVID issue, unfortunately. But Cleveland's got their unbelievable run game. The Steelers' offense is very inconsistent. And if you went through every game, you'd say, all right, you know what? Other than that Chicago game, I think we could potentially get a couple upsets here.
What do you think about the impact in particular, Adam, of Stefanski not being there Sunday night?
You know, I know from talking to Kevin before the season started, he pretty much knew what their identity would be. They're going to run the football. And I remember him telling me that he thought the world of Alex Van Pelt, his offensive coordinator, who's going to call the plays for Kevin. In fact, the way that Kevin described it was like, look, if we had a normal offseason, I might have handed off the play-calling duties to Alex. And Alex has called plays before. But the big issue, guys, here is not having your head coach there. And it's just not normal. It's very weird to not have – and plus the play, he's obviously the main play caller. But not to have your head coach there on the sidelines. Look, you could – they'll game plan with him, obviously through Zoom over the weekend. They'll talk to him on Saturday. Their game is on Sunday. They could talk to him before the game, but once the game starts, you can't talk to him. So there's really nothing that you can do. But look, it's not like they're going to have communication before the game. There's certain things you can do. It's just very awkward. And by the way, he's not the only one that's not going to be there. And I was texting with someone else with the Browns this morning. They're like, look, they've been dealing with the COVID issue for a while. The one that breaks your heart is Joe Bitonio, their guard, their longest tenured Brown here, who finally gets in the playoffs and he can't play. It's just awful.
Adam, obviously Arthur Smith, he appears to be a pretty strong candidate head coaching vacancies across the league. What do you think the chances are that he ends up with a head coaching job when all is said and done? And if that happens, what do you think the Titans do to replace him at the offensive coordinator position?
All right, let's take the part about interest around the league. So, and talked to a bunch of general managers and personnel directors and people I trust around the league. The pecking order right now would be Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, who's tremendous. He's got great command. You might remember him as a football player at University of Colorado, long-time backup running back in the NFL. It's been a great story of a coaching development. He's clearly the number one candidate. Robert Saleh would be number two, the Niners' D coordinator. Line source tells me they want him. There's no question. He's very interested there. He grew up in the Michigan area. He wants that job. Doesn't mean he'll take it. Depends on how everything goes. And Arthur's a very close third. But, you can make the case. Some people think Arthur would be one, just depending on what your preference is. But my information gathering, that's what I have. You know, Arthur's been an unbelievable story. You know, talking to people over the years who know him pretty well, most did not see him as a head coaching candidate. But you know what? No one really saw Robert Saleh ever as a head coaching candidate. Just the guys evolve and grow as coaches. And, you know, Arthur in his second season as an OC has done a phenomenal job. It's been this, you know, the thing about Arthur talking to the Titans about him. For a young guy, he's handled every step of the way well, whether he's assistant tight ends coach, assistant O-line, assistant tight ends, a quality control coach. He's done great at every level, and this is just the maturation of his career with his football team, and he's handled everything well. Great guy, and I'm gonna read a text from a Titan source. I asked someone. I said, hey, what can you tell me? What do the coaches think about him? Extremely smart, even-keeled, relates to the players, innovative, takes input, consistent, but yet demanding. He said the last part, this guy said, is the reason why he'll succeed as a head coach, because he knows when to push and when he knows how to pull back.
Now, Adam, you know, yesterday I got Bills Mafia Twitter all over me for one tweet that suggested Arthur Smith might be ahead of Brian Daboll. You did not list him.
Well, no, here's the thing with Daboll. Daboll would be one or two, but I'm not totally sure that he wants to be head coach right now. We'll see. I know there are a couple teams that are interested in him. I got to get a little bit more clarification. I've talked to friends of his who are coaches. He wants to be a head coach someday. I don't know if it's right now. It may or may not be, where the other ones I know clearly want to be head coach. Daboll's, by the way, I'm glad you brought up Brian Daboll. He's been unbelievable. If they had an assistant coach of the year, offense, it's Arthur Smith or Brian Daboll. In terms of quarterback development, look at Ryan Tannehill, we didn't mention. And obviously the run game design for Derrick Henry. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, what else can you ask? And by the way, that game at the – I'm sure Titan fans watch, but that game last week against the Texans, I happened to watch on the Red Zone channel because they must have had it on the whole fourth quarter. I couldn't move. I was like, I don't care if they gave me anything with the Texans. I love this game. It's unbelievable. The Titans secondary, I've said it all season because the teams that played, the Titans have told me, their secondary is atrocious. They have no pass rush. But it's been great. If you like, for fantasy, it's been unbelievable. And if you like excitement, because you know that the Titans can score against anybody, you know, it's not just their run game. Arthur's done a great job of their pass concepts. But you know it's going to be a high-scoring game. And by the way, that game Sunday against the Ravens, I can't wait for it. Game of the week, no doubt.
Adam Kaplan, Sirius XM NFL Insider, on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Adam, let me ask you about a guy that used to be in this division here, and that's Bill O'Brien. Obviously, was the head coach of the Texans and you know, GM essentially of the Texans at the time. Yeah. What do you think his future looks like in the NFL?
Well, okay, so I did answer that the question about who would be Arthur's replacement, because I'm going to talk about Bill O'Brien for a second. Not a secret. Anyone in coaching circles knows that Vrabel and Bill O'Brien are very close. I do believe Bill O'Brien would be a candidate, depending on what Bill wants to do for the OC job. Todd Downing, the tight ends coach, I believe also would be a candidate. You know, Bill and Mike are very close. Bill is actually, despite all of the issues that he had, which were numerous in Houston, is actually a good play caller. And the thing about him is he's pretty versatile. He can call the run game. He can call the pass game. You would want to keep it going. See, the thing is, the key, well, if Arthur does get a head coaching job, their identity will never change. And you want to keep continuity going. So obviously Downing, from a club standpoint, would be the smartest guy because, as I understand, he's heavily involved in the red zone offense, which is one of the best in the National Football League. And Downing had been a offensive coordinator for the Raiders. And Bill is a former play caller and offensive coordinator and a head coach. So I think just of the names that I've heard for the last few weeks, those would be the two that I think would probably be the leaders to get that. And, you know, Bill has got interest from college teams. It's, you know, it's really interesting about Bill O'Brien. His first head coaching chance in the National Football League was with the Eagles. He just they pursued him pretty hard, and then it just didn't happen. And that's when they hired Chip Kelly in 2013. And Bill did a great job at Penn State. I mean, what a turnaround job he did. He would do a great job here. I'll tell you what, if Arthur does get that job, Bill would be a good OC. And I've talked to people who work with Downing over the years. They think he's pretty sharp, so I think they'd be pretty good hands there.
Yeah, you know, I know there's some Titans fan reaction there. May not be great, but, you know, he's not going to be the GM, Titans fans.
No,
if he
he's
does
not.
Come in as OC. Jay, so,
no, you know. No, no. And J-Rob knows Bill, so it's John Robinson knows him. So it would all work. Don't worry. Listen, if he came here, he's only the play caller, and he's got to answer to Mike. And by the way, a little nugget for you, Mike Vrabel is one of the best head coaches in terms of coaching coaches. He coaches them hard, and Bill would – I know the friends, but if Bill had to come in, it would not be a problem. Trust me on that.
So let's keep with the coordinator theme for the Titans then, Adam. We assume Mike Vrabel is going to change his mind or you know, adjust here and hire a defensive coordinator. Anyone jump out at you as a strong candidate there?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. Give me a name that you want me to discuss. Give me a name.
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't think it would happen now. I mean, Shane Bowen
is de facto, right, a D coordinator. I don't see it. Shane Bowen, I actually put this out, I don't know, 9 months ago. I said, I'm hearing that Shane Bowen is the leading candidate to be the DC, and we know that they didn't hire, you know, Mike, they don't have one. There are a ton, listen, okay, I got a list of 10 defensive coordinators, but here's the problem. They run a good scheme. They run a 34 front. Gus Bradley would not be the guy. He runs a 43 front, so forget about that. I know people have brought him up to me around the National Football League, and you know, by the way, Gus is a good coach. He didn't have a very good year. You have to have somebody who could run a 34 defense. Now, because their defense has been so bad this season, particularly because of lack of pass rush, Mike Vrabel should not be married to to running the 34. I know that's the defense that he played in Kansas City and with obviously with Belichick and with the Steelers where he started. But they have to be willing to change the defense. Like the Eagles talking to them. Jim Schwartz is resigned. He's not going to coach this year. The Eagles, as I understand it, they're not married to running their 43 front. They're open to running a 34 only if the talent could be used correctly. But when you look at guys that are out there in terms of D coordinators, you can move Schwartz off the list because he's not doing it. There are a lot of good assistants out there. What you do is you look for guys whose contracts are up, and that's what Mike and J-Rob have to do. They've got to find someone who – I'm going to assume they're going to run the 34 front. So I'll give an example of how you do this. So Brandon Staley, who is the Rams defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley was a guy in college football who was known around coaches who was tremendous. Young guy, you would have to take a leap of faith if you make him D coordinator in the National Football League. So what happened was he went with Vic Fangio for 2 years. He went with Vic 1 year to Chicago, 1 year with Denver. And now, by the way, if he doesn't get a head coaching interview this year, Brandon Staley, he's going to get him in the future years. The guy's been terrific. There are not a lot of guys who could run the 34 defense, but I'll give you a couple names here. Jason Tarver, the linebackers coach for the Browns, he's run a 34 front and a 43 front. He's terrific. He was at Vanderbilt. It didn't go well there, but folks, no one wins at Vanderbilt. That's just the way it is. So he did a great job. Talking to the Raiders, he did a great job when he had Cleo Mack for his first season. You want to take guys from good teams who could run the 34 front. It's like you would look for someone. There's a guy, I don't have the name. He worked for Wink Martindale, the coordinator for the Ravens. Oh, Ted Monachino, that's the guy. That's the guy I know teams that we're looking for who run the 34 front. That's a guy that you would look for. But there are not a lot of guys out there to finish this up here that run a 34 front.
Adam, last thing for you here. As you kind of look at the playoff picture right now, if you had to identify a dark horse team or an under-the-radar team that you think has the best chance at making a run at the Super Bowl, who would it be?
Well, I picked before the season started the Saints and Chiefs. Last year, I picked the Chiefs and the Eagles. The Eagles obviously didn't make it. The Chiefs did, and they won it. But every year, as you said, you know, give me a dark horse. Give me a sleeper. If Tampa Bay's defense could get back to where it was the first half, where they were dominant, I'd say that would be my dark horse. I'm right now, if I had to, I do believe the Bills could absolutely give the Chiefs a game, but is there a sleeper team that could do it? I just don't think the Browns could do that. Their defense isn't good enough. I'm going to give it. How about I give you my final four? Can I give you my final four?
Sure.
Okay. So right now, I would probably go. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, obviously. The next team after that in the AFC, I would probably go with. Oh boy, the Bills. Yeah, the Bills. Those are because the Bills right now, their defense is playing so well. Chiefs and Bills are my two finalists in the AFC. And then the NFC, I got to stick with my Saints. That's who I picked. I am not a believer in the Packers. I don't think their defense is good enough. So I need to pick a second team, and I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I like it. There you go. I think Seattle would qualify as a dark horse.
Their defense is getting better, but I'm telling you, Russell Wilson, I'm told, is not playing well, and he's regressed significantly in the second half. After a great first half, by the way. I don't quite understand it, but the way it was explained to me last night, teams are playing a lot of cover two against Russell, and he's not driving the ball downfield, and he's also not getting it. He's not taking a lot of checkdowns, so he's holding the ball too long.
Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Insider, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Adam, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you taking time to join us.
You guys, thank you.
Absolutely. That's interesting stuff there. I mean, it is interesting to watch like that Seattle offense, Joe. It doesn't look the same.
Yeah, I mean, he was the runaway MVP, right?
Yeah.
I mean, first half of the season and not anywhere in the discussion. It is strange to see. He's still a guy who's done enough to think that he could turn it on in January.
So when we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Adam Kaplan had to say there. If Arthur Smith goes and takes a head coaching job, what does the coordinator situation look like for the Titans next year? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.